2007年的一个春天。
The first time I heard it is on the spring of 07.
那时候啊，伯弟兄在东岸领一个特会，我也正好在那边就可以参加。
At that time, Brother Bo was leading a special gathering at East Coast. I happened to be there.
然后他也像他在这里每个晚上，他也常到弟兄家里面和大家一起分享聚会。
As he was here, every night he often went to the home of brothers and sisters and had some sharings there.
然后有一个晚上，我也去了一个弟兄家里面。
One night I went to a brother's home.
是在那里，他教我们，也带我们唱这一首诗歌。
And he taught us and let us sing this hymn.
那时候给我留下很深的印象。
Had a deep impression on this.
记得陈锡珍弟兄有一次来到我们当中，他也后来我们也一起来唱这首诗歌。
I remember one time when Brother Christian Chen went here, we sang this song together.
这首诗歌的作者是叫做 Anna Warren.
The author of this hymn is Anna Warren.
在她年轻，其实她是一个身体一直都很不好的一个姊妹。
This sister, her body was always very weak.
她在她的帐篷里面啊，一直摇来摇去，不知道她有今天，但她不知道是不是有明天。
She seems her tent is very weak. She lives today and don't know whether there's a tomorrow.
她一生受了许多的苦。
She suffered a lot in her life.
但她说，她虽然受了许多的苦，然后她也说她得了许多的安慰。
She said, even she suffered a lot, but she got a lot of comfort.
她的重点不是她受了许多的苦，而是说她从神那里得了许多的安慰。
The focus is not so much suffering, but so much comfort from God.
所以他能够写出这样一首很美好的诗歌。
That's why she can write such a beautiful hymn.
那最近这首诗歌好像藏在我的心里面。
Recently, this hymn always in my heart.
好像人生慢慢经到一些风浪，好像觉得好像有很多的变数。
And after experience a lot of waves, changes in my life.And I started
realizing not a lot, but a little. 但很多时候有些事情，我想在好像是在工作上有变动，好像在人际关系里面有变动，好像生活里面有些变动，家庭里面有些变动，好像我们好像有些时候会让我们害怕。
And it is fearful to us that we have changes in our workplace, in our families, in our personal relationships.
但是这个姊妹她在歌词里面告诉我们，她在第一节她就告诉我们她里面的一个心愿，她说，父，我知道我的一生你已替我分好。
And here the first stanza that this sister shared, that Father, I know that all my life is portioned out for me.
然后她说好像有所有的很多事情是要发生，但他能够很坦然的，他说所有必须发生的变更，他能够说我不害怕看到。
The changes that are sure to come, I do not fear to see.
他里面有一个祷告，他说我求你赐长久忠诚。
And the prayer is that I ask thee for a present mind.
他在里面只有一个心愿。他说是存心讨你的欢喜。
Intent on pleasing thee.
这是很高的一首诗歌。我也知道我做不到。
It's a hymn on high place, and I know I cannot do that.
但是我很向往。特别他在最后的第八节他那里说，他说一生充满舍己的爱，就是自由的一生。
On the very end of this hymn,A life of self-renouncing love is one of liberty.
很感谢主，今年主给我们的主题是要将生命之道表明出来。
And thank the Lord that the theme of this year is to hold out the word of life.
让我们能够真是主在我们吸引，主在我们里面工作，让我们也能够有这样的一个心愿，能够来求主赐给我们一个长久忠诚、也存心来讨主的欢喜。
And may the Lord attract us and work within us so that we can have such a heart, have such a prayer for a present mind intent on pleasing God.
让我们能够不害怕。
So that we are not afraid of.
让我们能够来真是更多的认识他的爱。
So we can know.
也让他那舍己的爱能够在我们里面真是来充满。
So、
让我们能得着这自由。
So we'll be filled with his sacrificing love and have a life of liberty.
那我们也再读一些的经文。
Let's read a few more verses.
我们看哥林多前书第八章第一节。
First Corinthians chapter 8 verse 1.
我们只读后面的那一段。哥林多前书第八章，我们读后面的那一段。知识是叫人自高自大，唯有爱心能造就人。
Knowledge puffs up, but love builds up.
我们再看哥林多前书第十三章。
Corinthians chapter 13.
像上一次母亲节的时候，我们会唱了我们常用的第四到第八节，今天我们从第八节我们读到十三节。
We read from verse 8 to 13.
我们大家一起来读。爱是永不止息，先知讲道之能终必归于无有，说方言之能终必停止，知识也终必归于无有。我们现在所知道的有限，知识所讲的也有限，但完全的来到，有限的必归于无有。我做孩子的时候，话语像孩子，心思像孩子，意念像孩子，既成了人，就把孩子的事丢弃了。我们如今仿佛对着镜子观看，模糊不清，到那时候就要面对面。我如今所知道的有限，那时就全知道了，如同主知道一样。如今长存的有信、有望、有爱，这三样中最大的是爱。在这里我想提到的是，这里有讲到几个字，是讲到
I want to mention a few words here.
第九节他说我现在所知道的，那个知道是跟后面会讲到那个知识是一个字一个字
根里面。And verse 9 that for we know in part, and this word know actually the same word for later translated word knowledge.
然后也有说我如今所知道的有限，然后有到那时就全知道了。
And we know in part, and till the day come, we'll know in full.
到后面我们会讲到那个知识，那你都跟这些字有关。
And we know those, and the word also translated as knowledge, they are all related.
我们再看马太福音第四章第一节。
And also Matthew chapter 4 verse 1.
我们也一起来读马太福音第四章第一节。当时耶稣被圣灵引到旷野受魔鬼的试探。那你讲到耶稣 被圣灵引到旷野。所以那里是讲到耶稣是在圣灵的下面，然后被引导到旷野，所以是在圣灵 under the spirit， 是在圣灵下，然后再引导到旷野。
Talk about Jesus was led by the Spirit. He's actually under the Spirit.
那我们再看约翰福音十四章二十八节。
And then John, chapter 14, verse 28.
我们只读最后的那一节。约翰福音二十四章二十八节最后的那里，因为父比我，父是比我大。
For the Father is greater than I.
约翰福音十四章二十八节最后的那一
John 14:28.
最后我们看一处经文是在弥迦书第七章最后一章的，我们读十八、十九节。
And then we read Micah, the book of Micah, chapter 7, verse 18.
找到我们一起来读弥迦书第七章十八、十九节。我们一起来，神啊，有何神向你赦免罪孽，饶恕你产业之渔民的罪过，永不怀乐，喜爱施恩，再必怜悯我们，将我们的罪孽踏在脚下，又将我们一切罪投于深海。好，我们一起再低头有一点祷告。
Let us bow our hand and pray.
慈爱怜悯的天父，我们实在是感谢你。
Merciful Heavenly Father, we thank you.
让我们能够一同来到你的面前来敬拜你。
We can come before you and worship you.
谢谢你，你是我们的好牧人。
Thank you that you are a good shepherd.
你引导带领我们的一生。
You led our entire life.
谢谢你实在让我们知道我们所遭遇的每一个经历，每一个遭遇都是用你那爱的手，那钉痕的手量过。
Thank you that you let us know that all our experience was under your loving hand, that loving hand that pierced.
帮助我们，让我们能够像这姊妹那样能够说，我们前面无论什么样的遭遇我能够不害怕。
Help us to have the attitude of the sister that can see that no matter what will be before us, we're not afraid of the change.
求你真是赐给我们一个对你长久的忠诚。
And help us to have a present mind.
求你也是给我们一个能够来讨你存心、来专心的。讨你的欢喜。
Intend to please me.
主啊，我们也把下面的时间也恭敬地仰望在你的手上。
We live the time after in your hands.
我们求你来，正是你的生命在我们里面来涌流。
May your life flow within us.
求你的圣灵来这里来引导来充满。
Your Holy Spirit fill us.And lead us here.
主啊，真是我们不足的，就求你的圣灵来补足，来充满。
And fill us in our weakness.
好让你自己的荣耀，你自己的话语能够没有拦阻的出去。
So that your glory and your word have no obstacle here.
谢谢你，我们这样的祷告祈求，乃是奉主耶稣基督的名。
Thank you and pray in Jesus.
Amen. 在开始之前有一件事情啊，我是要感恩的。然感谢主，在星期三的祷告会里面带领的弟兄也跟我们一起读了哥罗西书的第四章第二节。
Thank the Lord. There's one thing I want to give thanks here. On Wednesday night, prayer meeting, the brother led us to read a verse on Colossians.
在哥罗西书的第四章第四节里面，他就讲到你们要恒久恒切祷告，在此警醒感恩。
And chapter 4 verse 2, devote yourself to prayer, being watchful and thankful.
我们常常讲到我们要警醒祷告。
And many times we say that we'll pray and being watchful.
我们知道这是主耶稣对门徒的教导。
And this is a teaching of Lord Jesus to his
disciples. 知道那是在科西玛尼园的时候，主耶稣就对门徒说，你们要恒切祷告，免得入了迷惑。
And it is in the garden of Gethsemane that the Lord taught, told his disciples that prayer continuously, unless you be astray.
当这个弟兄带门徒，刚才门徒的哥罗西书第四章第二节的时候，这警醒感恩这几个字就在心里面亮起来。
And in Colossians chapter 4 verse 2, being watchful and thankful, these words seem to be enlightened within me.
神带领我们从困难里面过来，他垂听了我们的祷告，我们祈求的就成就。
And the Lord, God led us through our difficulties, and He heard our prayers, and then we can experience all this.
Yeah. 很多时候我们祈求的我们得着了，但是我们却没有那个警醒感恩。
And sometimes we got what we prayed for, but we don't have, we haven't been watchful and thankful.
我想这也让我想起，那冯牧师以前真的是让咱们深深的看的是看一个诗篇103篇里面的第二节的那一句话。
And then I remembered when Pastor Frum, he shared with us that Psalm 103 verse 2.
他在诗篇103篇第二节里面，在大卫的那个诗篇里面，他就讲到，他说我的心啊，你要称颂耶和华，然后说不可忘记他一切的恩惠。
It says, praise the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits.
我想我很感谢神。在两个星期我们五月份的分享聚会的时候。
Thanks the Lord that during the last sharing, May.
你知道第一个做见证的那个是刚从大学第一年回来的一个年轻姊妹。
The first testimony was from a young sister just back from college.
他感谢神，神在他大学第一年里面的带领，也为他的预备。我想，他就感谢神是如何垂听了他的祷告。他就和我们大家一起来分享，在过去的一年里面，他属灵的得着和他的成长。
He's having testimony and giving thanks to God that God led her through the first year and listened her prayer.
这是警醒感恩。
And this is being watchful and thankful.
也感谢主，让上个主日在母亲节的时候，在一位姊妹的见证里面。
Mother's Day morning that in the worship another sister shared.
然后他也提到一位弟兄就提醒他。说弟兄姊妹们为他和他的孩子，小孩子，他的 twin 的那个健康来祷告。
She shared that a brother reminded her that they prayed for her family and her children. Continuously.
他就被提醒，然后他就感恩也见证。
And she was reminded and then she gave thanks.
所以那也是警醒感恩。
That's being watchful and thankful.
像这些事也都提醒我。
All these things reminded me.
如果大家还记得，我想去年五月底的时候，一个主日我也有机会跟大家来分享。
If you still may remember that last year at the end of May, I had a sharing.
那个时候 我提到说靠着神的恩典，让我那时候在准备，我要交上去那个评教授的材料。
And I mentioned that by Lord's grace, I was preparing the materials to apply for the tenure.
许多的弟兄姊妹们，他们也真是恒切的为我祷告。
And many brothers and sisters prayed continuously for me.
你在这过程的里面，我们自己也是在学习那个要警醒的祷告。And
through that process, that we learned ourselves that to be watchful and.
我想我很感谢神，也感谢我们的主耶稣基督。Thank
the Lord, our Jesus Christ.
确实是两周前，那个正式通过的那个信就来了。And
two weeks ago, that the formal notification letter came.
我想这警醒感恩就提醒我，就是我也要真的是来感谢神。It
reminds me I need to come before the Lord and give thanks to Him.
我也感谢弟兄姊妹们。 为我这件事情的那个恒切的祷告。And
thanks for all the brothers and sisters' prayers.
实在是荣耀和颂赞都归给神，这也完全是神的恩典。May
all the glory and praise be to God.
这也是神的恩典。This
is the grace of the Lord.
就很感谢主，让神给我们今年一个荣耀的主题。他讲到是将生命之道能够来表明出来。
And thanks the Lord give us such a wonderful scene to hold out the word of faith.
我们知道这里讲到的那个生命不是我们生下来就有的那个生命。
We know this life is not the life that we were born with.
而是我们因信主耶稣基督而得着的那个是从神而来的，那个是自有拥有的，那个永远的生命。
It is the eternal life that we receive from Jesus Christ when we believe.
是那个耶稣基督的生命。It
is the life of Jesus Christ.
我们也知道那个生命之道不是那些关乎生命的道理。We
know that word of life is not just some theory about life.
弟兄们也跟我们有分享，讲的而是那起初原有的生命之道。It
is the word from the beginning.
而是那 道成了肉身，将那永远的生命能够表明出来的那一位主耶稣基督。That's
the Lord Jesus, who is the Word become flesh and manifests Himself.
所以，将生命之道表明出来，就是将里面我们内住的基督能够来表明出来。To
hold out the Word of Life is to manifest the indwelling Christ.
这样子。 我提到过，我的负担是要讲《腓立比书》第二章12到13节里面的那两句话。And
my burden is to share Philippians chapter 2, verse 2 to 13.
那你就是讲到说，保罗说，你们既常顺服，那么就应当更要顺服。And
Paul said that you're obedient, but be more obedient.
他说，当他 在的时候，你们既常顺服；当他不在的时候，你们就更要多顺服。And
you are obedient in my presence, but be more obedient.
然后是讲到，就当恐惧战惊，做成你们得救的功夫。And
work out your own salvation with fear and trembling.
我也知道，我们今年在将生命之道这个表明出来的这个大主题里面。 我们也有分成三个小的子题。We
know we have several subtopics.
一个是讲到光中的生活。The
life in light.
一个爱中的生活。The
life in love.
一个得胜的生活。And
the victorious life.
让不少的弟兄们也从不同的角度来跟我们讲到很多光中的生活。And
many brothers shared from different aspects the life in the light.
就从五月份开始，我们慢慢会转到 从爱中的生活。And
we'll switch to the topic of the light in love since May.
要感谢主，上个主日是我们庆祝母亲节，也纪念神的爱。
Thanks the Lord that the last Sunday that we celebrated Mother's Day and He remembered the love of God.
我记得有一位年轻的弟兄，他做见证的时候就提到维茨妈妈啊找不到他，他妈妈就很紧张。
And one young brother shared that one time his mother could not find him and be very nervous.
我们知道妈妈都很挂心孩子，妈妈也不会忘记孩子。
We know that all mothers cared a lot about their children and they would never forget.
我们也知道在以赛亚书49章15节那里就讲到说，他说妇人焉能忘记他吃奶的婴孩，他不连续他所生的孩子，这是神给母亲那个爱的天性。
And in Isaiah chapter 49 said how the woman would not forget the suckling babe, and the Lord would not forget his children.
然后主就说，他说既或有忘记的，我却不忘记你。
And even though there are such case happening, I wouldn't forget.
神不忘记你，也不忘记我。
God will not forget you or me.
神也不忘记我们所为他所做的工。
And he will never forget what we did for him.
在希伯来书第六章第十节，那你就讲到希伯来的作者就告诉我们，他说神并非不公义。他说竟忘记，那就是说神不会忘记你们所做的功和你们为他名所显的爱心。
And in the book of Hebrews chapter 6, verse 10, it says that God is not unjust. He will not forget your work and the love you have shown him as you have helped his people.
神不忘记我。神的子民和那些真是爱主的，他们也不忘记神，也不忘记那神的旨意。
And God will not forget His children, and they will not forget His will.
我们知道，在诗篇137篇第五节，那你有讲到那一个诗篇是讲到那些被掳的，但他们真的是爱主的那些弟兄、那些渔民、神的那子民里面的那个心声。
And we know in Psalm 137, it's about the Israel, they have been captured to Israel, to Babylon.
那你讲到说，耶路撒冷啊，我若忘记你，他情愿我的右手忘记技巧。
In verse 5 it says, If I forget you, O Jerusalem, may our right hand forget its skill.
实在愿我们也时常能够来纪念，因为耶路撒冷那是代表神的旨意，神的见证。
May we remember that Jerusalem represents God's testimony and God's will.
让我们能够记得，我们不要忘记神的旨意和神的见证。
May we remember and don't forget God's will and God's testimony.
我们知道神给母亲那个很细腻的感觉，他最知道孩子所最需要的，也是最能够进入孩子的那个感觉。
And we know that God gives mother a subtle feeling. They can feel, they can feel what their children feel.
也是最有妈妈，也是最有爱心，能够来帮助孩子。
And they are most loving and help their children.
很感谢主啊，在放亲亲母亲节的见证里面，这些孩子，这些见证都讲到他们母亲真的是如何的是这样的爱他们。
Thank the Lord that during the testimony for the Mother's Day that the children shared how their mother loved them.
有姊妹问我说母亲节的聚会啊有什么话。
And one sister asked any words from God for this Mother's Day worship.
让我的感动就是保罗的这一个祷告。
And what's in my heart is touched by the Paul's words.
就是刚才我们所读到的第一章，在西比腓立比书第一章第九到十一节里面的这个祷告。
That's a prayer in Philippians chapter 1 verse 9 to 10.
我们知道母亲们都是很有爱心，对孩子也都是很有爱心。
When the mothers are most loving.
所以保罗这里的那个祷告就是说，愿你们的爱，你想是愿母亲的爱 可以在知识和各样见识上多而又多，使你们能分辨是非，做诚实无过的人，直到基督的日子。
So Paul's prayer is that your love may abound more and more in knowledge and depth of sight, so that you may be able to discern what is best and may be pure and blameless until the day of Christ.
这个祷告我们知道也是，实际上也是对教会那样的一个祷告。
This prayer is also a prayer for church.
我们知道这是保罗对腓立比教会的一个祷告。
That's a prayer from Paul to the church of Philippi.
我们知道保罗他是安提阿教会他在所差遣出去的。
Paul was sent by the church of Antioch.
我们知道那时候保罗和巴拿巴就他们安提阿的长老就是一起在圣灵里面进食祷告。
And the elders in the Antioch church, they fasting and pray in the spirit.
然后他们就对保罗和巴拿巴按手，然后按手给他们祷告，然后就差遣他们出去。
They laid their hands on Paul and Barnabas and prayed for them and sent them out.
保罗就有第一次的环游布道。
That's when Paul had his first journey.
然后他就又回到安提阿。
Then he went back to Antioch.
然后第二次环游布道的时候，也是从安提阿出发，但是他听到了那个马其顿的呼声。
And at Paul's second journey, he also started from Antioch, but he heard that cry out from the Macedonia.
他就受圣灵的引导，就西进到了欧洲。
And he was led by the Spirit and went west to Europe.
然后他就一路是建立了好几个，在建立了好几个教会。
And along the way, he established several churches.
但我们知道，保罗在腓立比书第四章那里就提到，说后面安提阿教会就没有再给他那个生活上的供给。
And Paul mentioned in the chapter 4 of Philippians that later the church of Antioch didn't provide him much the what he needed.
然后保罗就在第四章内特别提到，他说只有腓立比的教会，就是在保罗在帖撒罗尼迦的时候，他们也是一次两次打发人攻击保罗的虚用。
And Paul mentioned in chapter 4 that the church of Philippi, even when Paul was in Thessalonica, they sent brothers one more time to send what he needed.
当保罗在罗马，他为基督的缘故，为福音的缘故，受捆锁，被囚在监牢的时候。
When Paul was in Rome in the bondage, in the prison for Christ's sake.
腓立比的教会又差遣以巴弗提来攻击保罗。
And the church of Philippi also sent the brother Epaphras to Paul.
按照我们现在所讲的，他就带给保罗那个是爱心的奉献。
And brought the loving offerings to Paul.
所以保罗是很了解这个腓立比的教会，而且他也知道腓立比的教会是很有爱心的一个教会。
And so Paul knew the church of Philippi a lot, and he knew they're a very loving church.
但保罗对他的一个腓立比教会的一个祷告，却是愿你们的爱心在知识和见识各样见识上多而又多。
But yet Paul's prayer for them is that your love may abound more and more in knowledge and depth of insight.
我们读到一些，刚才读到那个哥林多前书第一章第八节也是保罗写的，那里是讲到说知识是叫人自高自大，爱唯有爱心能造就人。
We just also read that in the Corinthians, 1 Corinthians and Paul said knowledge pops up but love builds up.
所以很多时候会看到知识和爱心好像是分开的。
And many times we think that the knowledge and love, they are separate.
因为知识真的是很容易让我们骄傲，让我们不谦卑，让我们是让人来服侍，让人来听我们，而不是我们去服侍人，我们去听。
And it was an impression that many times a knowledge it pops up, and the knowledge asks other people to serve us, not to serve others.
但是保罗, 我们也知道, 他也在哥林多前书, 第一章, 啊, 13章那里, 他却讲了,
But then Paul wrote in chapter 13 of 2 Corinthians, we are all very familiar.
我们知道爱是那一切的根基。
We know love is the foundation of everything.
但爱怎么能够多而又多呢?
Now how to be more, how the love can be more and more abundant.
所以这里就讲到有一个认识，然后有一个增加。
And here talking about there is a knowledge and there is a growth.
在这认识的里面，实际上这个知识是讲到认识，这个知识讲到有一个关系的。
And knowledge actually meant to know there is a relationship.
像我们刚才读到的哥林多前书13章，我们后面的第8到13节那里，那是讲到说。 我现在所知道的有限，是吧？先知所讲的也有限，那个是13章第9节，所以那里有讲到一个知道。And
just like in chapter 13 of First Corinthians, now that I know in part, then I shall know fully.
然后在12节，他那里又讲到我如今所知道的有限，到那时就。 完全就全知道，如同主知道我一样。Now
I know in part, then I shall know fully, even as I am fully known.
所以在十二节那里，他是讲到说，实际上是讲到说，我现在所知道的有限，那是讲到是对主的，所以是讲到那里是有一个关系，他对主的认识有限。And
now I know in part, and actually that means now I know. The Lord in part, that's talking about a relationship.
然后他讲到到那时候，到主来的时候，他说他就完全全知道，完全知道。And
then, which is the time when the Lord came, I shall know fully.
他就对主的认识，所以也是在这关系里面，他是完全的知道。他说就如同主知道我一样。It's
to know the Lord in this relationship, even as is known by the Lord.
所以这一个知道，这个知识是讲到是在这关系里面的那一个知识。So
the knowledge is a knowledge in relationship.
我们也知道，在哥罗西书第3章第9到第10节，保罗也是在监狱里面写这书信的时候，他那里有讲到，他说我们要脱去旧人和旧人的行为，然后穿上了新人，然后这新人。 是在知识上要渐渐更新，如同照他主的形象。In
chapter 3 of Colossians, verse 9 and 10, take off your old self with its practices, and have put on the new self, which is being renewed in the knowledge in the image of its creator.
所以那里讲到，保罗祷告，他说，爱心是在知识和认识上多而又多。
The prayer of Paul is that the love may abound more and more in knowledge.
那个知识，实际上是有讲到好几个的。一个，我想在我们认识的，在我们成长的里面是好几种的。我想这种的认识。
And this knowledge have multiple aspects in our growth.
真的是当我们来更多的认识主的时候，主光照我们，主也让我们能够更多的认识我们自己。
And when we know more, Lord, more and being enlightened, then we'll know more about ourselves.
母亲节我们都说母亲的好话。And
Mother's Day, we all say good words to the mother.
现在母亲节过了，我们可以提一点缺点。And
after that, now it's. Mother's Day has passed, now we can see a little bit negative.
我们这个团契有一次聚会，然后这个有一个姊妹，有一个母亲，突然就受感动了。她说：“哎呀，我是一个 bad screamer.
And one fellowship night, and one sister who's a mother was touched by the Spirit, and she shared that I'm a bad mother.
然后没想到, 这个我们团契, 还有几个姊妹马上就很有同感。 她说, 哎呀, 我也是一个 back screamer, 我对那个孩子怎么一中我, 我就不能不那个喊大叫了。
Back screamer.
Screaming.
And actually, not just that one sister, actually several other sisters this year that actually they are the same kind screaming.
那很多时候, 神让我们好像看见光照我们, 让我们知道, 哦, 有些事情是不对。
And when we were enlightened by God, that we knew that many times we're wrong.
然后一个弟兄马上警告他说, 警告这些母亲们。
And then a brother warned these sisters.
他是以身献法说, 他那时候他的嗓子得了一种毛病, 只能很沙哑, 他说, 你们再这样 scream 的话, 你就会像我这样了。
And that brother, at that moment, he had some, he was sick, and he cannot talk too much because his throat was hurt. And he said, if you keep screaming, you'll be like me.
在这种认识里面，神很多是真的是让我们能够来认识我们自己。
And so through this kind of knowing relationship that we can know more about ourselves.
当然，我们父亲也有我们父亲的弱点。
And we also know that the fathers they have their problems too.
如果父亲节过了，我们也可以说一说。
And we can talk about it after Father's Day.
那这是对自己的认识。
然后有一个在爱的里面，我们讲到母亲跟孩子，我们也知道母亲对孩子的那个认识也是很重要的，也是要在增加的。And it is very important of the how a mother knows the children. It is in the growth.
我记得这个上星期天那个小孩有一个年轻弟兄做见证，他就说，好。 他妈妈很挂心他, 然后就到学校去, 然后他觉得有点 embarrassed.
On Mother's Day, one younger brother shared that his mother was so concerned that she went to school and he felt embarrassed.
有的时候, 诶, 怎么样爱孩子, 这个也是要来, 要认识孩子,
and,
我们的爱才能在认识里面有增加。
To love a child, you need to know her, know the child.
然后我想妻子跟丈夫的那个认识，或者丈夫对妻子的认识，也是要在爱里面，也是要在知识。不然只是问我们都是相爱而结合嘛，是吧？结婚，但是也要是要在这知识认识里面要多而又多。A
sensing for between husband and wife, they're knowing each other should be in love,
而不是好像。 几十年过去，或者，我还没有结婚几十年，就是好像不是说过去了，时间过去了，好像是爱用尽了，爱不是多而多，多而又多，而是爱就用尽了。
We often and sometimes, like after so many years, like the love drained away.
因为如果我们这个不是在这个认识里面多而又多，很容易我们所做的一些事情就不知不觉的就。 就伤害了或者对方。
If the love don't grow more and more in the knowledge of each other, that many times we start to hurt each other.
Yeah, 而且就是很容易问，这里面就是怎么讲？就是有的怎么讲呢？就是我跟我太太也结婚好些年了。 他昨天很高兴，他跟我煮了那个莲子，然后又加了很多东西，他让我补充，他知道我这几天累了，然后补充一下。And
my wife and I, we married for so many years, and yesterday she was very happy. She cooked some lotus seed
她今天不在，你们不要跟她说。
So she was not here today.
但我是广东人呢、啊。这广东人，这我不能吃很凉的东西。他是在北方长大的，他要吃凉的东西。他认为凉的这个莲子对他是很好的。
And she was grown up in the northern part of China, and she liked to eat this cold stuff. She feel like
我一吃太凉的东西，身体会有反应。这个但
actually, my body will have some kind of negative reaction.
我当时一看这个，我吃了一点，他老叫我多吃点。我后来就想起来，我说，哎呀，我们结婚那么多年了，你还不知道我不能吃这个。
So she keep pushing me to eat more and more, and I start to murmur in my heart that we've been married so many years, and you still don't know that I cannot eat this.
但我想想，还是要好好跟他说，让我们在爱的这个在知识上要多，在爱在知识的认识上要多而又多。
And then on second thought, that I still need to talk to her gently so that our love may grow, maybe abound in the knowledge of each other.
因为如果不注意，那很多事情。他又以为我又那个容易伤害，他觉得难过。
If I'm not paying attention, I will hurt her feeling again.
我想这个是认识很重要，要不然有的事情这个我们知道有一个弟兄他是很在乎那个花的。
And this knowledge is very important. For example, that we know a brother, he cares a lot about flowers.
但有一个姊妹一高兴就把那个花全剪掉了。
And one time my sister suddenly cut all the flowers.
我想我不能乱讲很多事情，不然可能会有后果。我但我想这个我们知道，这个我们生活多年，我们要越认识对方，我们才知道怎么样去爱的合适，要不然就会要出问题了。
So husband and wife, they live together for many years.And their knowledge of each other should grow. Otherwise, there will be problems.
我想这个孩子对妈妈也是那样，孩子对父母是。
Same thing is like children to the parents.
Yeah, 然后我想我们做那个女婿，那我们对这个岳父岳母也是要慢慢的理解，要知道是怎么样去认识，知道他们，然后怎么样来爱。
Same thing for those who are son-in-laws need to know our parents-in-laws better and know how to learn to understand the feelings and serve them.
我想在这个知识的里面是很重要的这一件事。
The knowledge is very important.
哦，对不起，是把时间过。那其实很重要的还有当保罗讲到的这一点，因为他是对腓立比书对腓立比教会所讲的，像他在讲的乃是讲到更主要的一点是要对主耶稣基督的认识。
And now back to Paul, the letter was to the church of Philippi. So the knowledge referred to here is the knowledge of the Lord.
所以我们看一下在以弗所书第三章我们16-20节，其实我们这是很熟悉的一段话。
Let us turn to the book of Ephesus, chapter 3, verse 16.
这里是讲到说那这里我们常常是讲到，他说，求基督按着他丰盛的荣耀，借着他的灵，叫你们心里的力量刚强起来。他说，使基督因你们的信住在你们的心里，叫你们的爱心有根有基，能以和众圣徒一同明白。他说，基督的爱，这里是和众圣徒来一同明白。那个基督的爱是有何等的长阔高深。
I pray that all of his glorious riches he may strengthen you with power through his spirit in your inner being, so that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith. And I pray that you being rooted and established in love may have power together with all the saints to grasp how wide and long and high and deep.In the love of Christ.
这里讲到说我们一同来认识基督的爱是何等的长阔高深。
To grasp how wide and long and high and deep is the love of Christ.
真的，他要知道那个长是讲到那个问题，真的是多长。很多时候好像是讲到时间的那个多长。
When we talk about how long, it's
好像是好像讲到他是真的是爱，他是爱我们，他就爱我们到底。
He loves and loves to the end.
从永远到永远。
From eternal to eternal.
然后讲到阔长阔那个阔。
And how wide.
很多时候是讲到那个对象。当我们爱的时候，做母亲，我们父母很容易，我们只爱我们的孩子。
And like the parents, it's easy for them to just love their children.
爱我们喜欢的人。
The scope is just the one that we love.
但是这基督的爱，他真的是爱所有的这些人。
But the love of Christ is to everyone.
你讲到是神在我们还在做罪人的时候，他就差遣他的爱子在十字架为我们舍命。就将神的爱是显明出来。
When we're still sinners, God sent His only beloved Son to us and crucified on the cross.
真的是爱所有，即使我们是罪人，神仍然是这样的爱我们。
Even though we're sinners, He still loves us.
然后那个高，想到他真的是从高天里面那崇高的那个爱。
And how high is the love? The love is from the high above.
那个深，是讲到他真的是很深。深到一个程度，好像我们都感觉不到，但是那爱在那里。
And how deep is the love? It's so deep that sometimes we may not comprehend, but it's still there.
最近，我想在这里面，很多时候真的是让我们能够来理解这个基督的爱。
Let us truly come to comprehend the love of the Lord.
他是真的是在十字架上为我们受的苦，实在是很深。
He truly suffered on the cross for us.
而且很多时候我们不明白，好像我们这些不顺服，我们这些就是无意行，随己而行，我们对孩子或者对家人，那些有多大的一种伤害。
Many times we don't realize that how much hurt we cause to our families or children when we are not obedient.
我们也不知道真的是要这种伤害或者是在里面所造成的那种痛苦是多大。
And we don't know that how much damage it caused by this kind of...
所以我们也不知道真的是我们是在罪人，我们犯罪对神的那个伤害又是多大。
And also we don't realize how much we hurt God when we are not a
saint. 时间是差不多，但我真的知道，我们知道是因一个人的悖逆，然后众人成为了罪人。
And we know that all have sinned because of one man's disobedience.
然后罪是从一个人入的世界。
And sin entered the world through one man.
然后死又从罪来。
And the death comes through sin.
然后死就临到了众人。
And then death came to everyone.
但是基督在十字架上，他就完全是背负了我们的罪。
But Christ on the cross, he carried all our sins.
他就能够使父神，他能够来在公义的根基里面来赦免我们。
And Because of Him, that our Heavenly Father can forgive us on the foundation of righteousness.
有的时候我们也受伤害。
Sometimes we got hurt.
我想最近就是弥迦书的这几句话很能帮助我。
And recently the words from the book of Micah helped me.
因为当我们被伤害的时候，我们就很容易会要去伤害别人，会有报复。
报复。Many times when we got hurt, we want revenge.
或者我们也许不报复，但我们还是把它记在心上，会影响我们去爱对方。
Or we kept it in our hearts and affect our love to others.
我们也知道那个要忘记这种伤害是多么的难。
We know how hard it is to forget this kind of hurt.
但在弥迦书这里第七章刚才我们读过的十八十九节那里，他讲到神的一个性情。 他说神啊，有何神像你？他说赦免罪孽，饶恕你愚民的罪过。
And it says, who is a God like you who pardons sins and forgives the transgressions of the remnant of his inheritance?
他讲到说永不怀怒，而且还喜爱施恩。
You do not stay angry forever, but delight to show mercy.
当我们还记得，当我们不能忘记的时候，很多时候，我们知道爱是恒久忍耐，又有恩慈。但是，当我们如果还记，不能把它完全忘记、完全赦免，我们就不能够喜爱施恩。
When we cannot forget, that we cannot love.
但十九节他就讲到说。很宝贵嘛，他讲到说神是怎么样呢，他在基督的里面，他们是怎么样来看我们，他在基督的里面，他说他怜悯我们，他将我们的罪孽就踏在脚下，又将我们一切的罪是投于深海。
Chapter 7 verse 19, You will again have compassion on us, you will treat us our sins, tread our sins underfoot and hurl all our iniquities into the depths of the sea.
所以当我们真的如果受伤害，我们不能忘记，这就是神告诉我要做，我要把这些不能忘记难主的，这些不能赦免不能忘记的，就好像这些罪孽一样，把它放到那个脚下，要把它要投到深海里面，这是神做的，神就把它完全忘记了，我们也要做同样的事情。
And sometimes we got hurt too deep that we cannot forget, but what our God did isTo tread all our sins underfoot and throw everything into the deep sea.
好让我们真的是又能够在爱里面，能够让我们的爱从我们的心里面能够涌出来。
Because of him, that the love can flow out of our hearts.
好让我们的爱能够在知识，能够来认识这一对，不单只是认识到自己有错，也认识到对方，能够在知识和见识里面能够多而又多，能够再重新的恢复这种爱的。
Now in love, we can realize that it's not just our others' problem, but our own problem. That our love may abound more and more in knowledge and depth of insight.
我们一起低头有些的。
Let us bow our hand and pray.
慈爱的天父，我们实在是感谢你，你是那
爱的神。Father, we thank you. You are a God of love.
你实在是那蛮有恩典蛮有怜悯的神。
You are a merciful God.
我们实在是感谢你，是因为你自己的爱，主啊，我们能够彼此的相爱。
Because of your love that we can love each other.
是因为我们爱，那是因为你先爱了我们。
We can love because you loved us first.
主啊，实在愿你来，真是来充满我们。
May you fill us.
愿你的爱来充满我们。
Your love fill us.
帮助我们，让我们能够真的能够在爱和能够在知识和各样的见识里面能够多而爱能够多而又多。
Help us so that our we may abound in love in the knowledge and depths of insight.
让我们能够真实的来认识这位以爱我们的主。
May we truly know the Lord that loves us.
让我们能够来拣选他，也来爱他。
May we choose him and love him.
愿你也是能借着你的爱，主啊，借着你的话，真是来建立你所爱的每一个的家庭。
May you build every family that you love in your love and in your mercy.
也来建立主你自己的教会。
And build up your own church.
好让真是你自己的教会能够来彰显你的爱，也彰显你的生命之道。
So your church can manifest your love and your word of life.
实在愿荣耀和颂赞都归给你。
May all the glory and praise be to you.
我们这样祷告祈求，奉主耶稣基督的名。
Praying in Lord Jesus Christ.